magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Dr. Bernard Jansen Network on Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? And to God be the glory, we're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Venezuela, Argentina. Oh, my Lord, just literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. I want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for this time as this, the world into billions of praise nightly, right here on Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into a whole brand new spiritual awakening known as the Billion Praise Awakening. People are coming together from all over the world, regardless of creed or religion, and they are, hallelujah, embarking upon this brand new spiritual awakening, not asking God or begging God, but simply coming together to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Jansen.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? I believe two lines are open. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you. Chief, we cannot hear you. Maybe you're on mute. If you would just check your phone a moment, please, sir. Hallelujah. Everybody that can hear me, just say praise the Lord again.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Chief, we cannot hear you. At least I can. Can you hear? Are you listening? Can anybody hear, Chief?
No, I can.
All right. Well, we'll just continue to say thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Until we hear from Him. Glory be to God. If one of the ambassadors would just continue with the thank you. Hallelujah. We'll be right back. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thanks. We're just going to praise the Lord and say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, right now, Lord. And wherever our chief ambassador is, Lord, we pray that you use them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If it's applications on the line for him, Lord God, clear the pathway in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord is today. We thank you tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when he comes on, he'll come on in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy of the praise tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you're worthy tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
The battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. Thank you.
Thank you for being so good and so kind. We hear you now.
Well, thank you so much for being here tonight. I was talking and exhorting the Lord on the prayer line last night and tonight, and I have not been able to be heard. All I can decipher is that the enemy didn't want me to say what I was saying. I'm going to say it now so y'all hear me.
Okay.
Let me just talk here tonight with you, because the enemy is working overtime to try to block us. And that's a good sign that we're on the right track. If the enemy wasn't fighting us, then we would wonder. But all of this this curse, discouragement that he's trying to bring is a sign that we are really doing something that is in the center of God's will. Now, it's in perfect will of God. It's not just permissive, but it's in the perfect will of God. I had somebody say to me, I believe today, and they said, I was saying, why don't we, you know, we've been seeking to get God 1,000 thank yous from individuals across the world every day. And they said, you preached a message some time ago. Just one thank you will do. And sure did. I did preach that. They said, what about that? Well, I'm going to have to give him 1,000. I said, you have to give him one. You can just, if you just give him one out of your heart, yeah, that's wonderful. But I want to be on record for giving him 1,000.
Amen.
What was that about? The just one thank you will do. They took it out of context. The message I preach was about one thank you person. Abraham said, Lord, if you find 50 righteous people, will you spare the city?
Yes.
God said, yes. He said, what about 40? Yes. 30? Yes. 20? Yes. Please, I don't mean to insult you, God. I'm not trying to be indignant. But if you find 10, will you spare the city? Yes. I'm asking God, Lord, if you find 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, if you find one person who's willing to give you 15, 20 minutes and give you thank you, if he's willing or she is willing to thank you from the depths of their heart, will that do? I think God says yes. Well, not about one thank you. It was about one thank you person. And I don't know about you. I want to be that person. Amen. During my lifetime, I would love for it to be recorded that Bernard Johnson, by himself alone, gave God over 1,000,000 thank yous. Well, look at the Bible. I think I told you that when we looked in there and saw a person who just simply said a prayer and got into the Bible that we're reading now. And the Bible says in Revelation, the 21st chapter, I believe, and the books were opened. God is writing new books. Why would you think he's not writing new books? That he stopped with this one book. This is wonderful, wonderful. It's the best-selling book of all times, the Bible. And he is the best-selling writer of all times. But is a good thing when a person has a best-selling book on the best-selling list to write another book? Even one of them have written another book. Where do you think they get the idea from? all good things come from God. Yeah, they get the idea from God. And he is the best-selling writer. You think he's not going to write another book? The books, B-O-O-K-S, were open. And the book of life. Now, the book of life has the names in it. I believe that those who are going to heaven, the book of life. But the books, the other books are recording things down here. Well, when people say they're recording things down here, most people think of negative things. There's so many positive things that are being recorded. If the man, Jabez, said, "Lord, bless me indeed," and you find him in the book, don't you think some of y'all who are stopping to give God 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 thank yous, do you think you might be in the new book? I think so. I really do. If the prayer just, "Bless me indeed," is in this one. He's recording wonderful good things as well as your deeds that are not good. And so I just want to tell you that we're on the right track, thanking God. Let me just reason with you all. All of you are great people on this line. Just let me reason with you with just common sense. If God, everything you have, God gave you, what you know, everything he taught you, and where you're from, God brought you from there and made a way for you and gave you the house you live in, and bless you to have the car you drive, and bless you to have good health and good strength and all these things, why would you not want to give him as much praise as possible? That would be a silly person to me to ask the question, why would I gotta give him 1,000 thank yous? Well, I answer that question like this. There was a lady in Dallas, Texas. My wife and I, our family lived in Dallas. Not Dallas, I'm sorry, Fort Worth. And I needed some money to do a project for the Lord in the stadium there in Dallas, I believe, Fort Worth, Dallas. I did both of them, the convention centers in Fort Worth and Dallas. And I needed $20,000, plus a little bit more, but I was trying to raise $20,000 from this very, very, very wealthy woman. She was a billionaireess. And I went to see this lady, and I said to her, her name was Mary, and I believe she was over Home Interiors. And I said, "Mary, you got to help me. You got to help me, Mary." And her response has never left me. She said, "Bernard, I don't have to do nothing for you. I don't have to do nothing for you." And it never left me. Of course, that was the wrong approach. I changed my approach to her and wrote her and began to share with her what God was going to do through this project and that he had ordained it and told her the story. When I got to tell the story, she sent me a check for $20,000. But I want to say to you, you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to do nothing. And I'm telling you something else. God doesn't have to do one thing for you. He don't have to do nothing but be God. That's all. And you don't have to praise him. But the Bible declares that if you don't, somebody, whether it's rocks or whether it's whatever it is, it's going to take your place. I don't want nothing to take my place. I'm going to give him as many thank yous as I possibly can. And let me tell you something. You can pray your way to a miracle. I think I said on the youth prayer line yesterday, I went to see my mother. God gave me permission to tell her. And I went to see my mother and I just kind of helped her yesterday morning. Got there about 4:45. I was there. She really appreciated it. She always appreciates it. And But before I got ready to leave the house yesterday, I went to the restroom and used the restroom, and in my stool, excuse me for being so graphic, I'm just trying to tell you what happened. In the stool, blood was everywhere. I don't mean a little blood. I mean a lot of blood was in the stool. And the enemy immediately tried to panic me and try to make me think that I was going to die. And I simply called the doctor. But before I did that, I began to thank the Lord. Rather than all the other, I just, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for a stool of blood. Thank you for it. And I kept thanking the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I called a doctor, and they gave me an appointment just a couple of hours later. I went in, and the doctor asked me, Don, do you have a family record of colon cancer? I said, no, we don't have any record of anything like that. And he began to examine me, and he took all the snatch and all that and came back with, he said, sir, what you had is you have a couple of hemorrhoids, and because you're not drinking enough water, perhaps you've had to strain and nick one of them and it burst. And what you have, what you saw in your stool was just blood everywhere because the hemorrhoid burst. And he said, everything's fine. Just gave me some ointment, stuff like that. You understand. Y'all, some of y'all know somebody or you've been through it on somebody. But I want to just tell you, just one thank you person will do. You can thank your way to a bountiful miracle. Now, let me tell you something. If you thanked him today 1,000 times, you're on the right track. If you thank him tonight 1,000 times, you're on the right track. If you thank him 2,000, 5,000, you're on the right track. Because your heart beat at least 1,000 times last night, if not more. Not only that, you breathed at least, I would say, 1,000 breaths. Or let's say close to 1,000 breaths last night, and you didn't know nothing about it. So he's keeping things going in your body when you are not even aware of it. And just one thank you person will do. If you want to be that person who realizes that God has brought you from a mighty long way, you're on the right track. It would be somebody who really, I don't think the devil would tell you, you ought to praise him, give him glory, give God praise. The devil wouldn't say that to you. That's the main thing in his history up in heaven when he was there that he was trying to do, keep the praise from going to God. And he's still trying to do it down here. It's so wonderful to know that God can be praised by you all on this blog live. And worldwide, I want to challenge you to take time to praise him. And going back to heaven here, the history of Satan, he was trying to tell everybody in heaven, I deserve the praise. I deserve the glory. Praise me. And the Bible tells us that he convinced 1/3 of the heavenly host to praise him. And let me ask you something. Well, let me tell you this, first of all. God released the angels, and they kicked the devil out of heaven. Kicked him out. Put him out. And the 1/3 of every one of those 1/3 of the heavenly hosts fell with him to earth. And the Bible says, woe be unto the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil has come down. And he was angry. But if God had that spirit kicked out of heaven, people who wouldn't praise him, people who thought he didn't deserve the glory, people who thought he didn't deserve the praise. Why would you, with your intelligence, why would you think that God would open up heaven and let that spirit back in there? I mean, what? Do you think he would open up heaven, people who won't praise him? What do you think they're doing in heaven? They're praising God. There's four beasts around the throne, the Bible tells us, and they bow and cry, glory. They bow and cry, holy. But holy is a form of praise. It's holy, you're worthy. Holy. You're holy. Holy, we worship you because you're holy. Holy, we give you all the glory. Holy, we give you all the praise. See, it's a form of praising God. All in heaven, all they do is just basically giving God glory, praising him. And if you are praising him down here, you're just preparing yourself to be a part of the heavenly host up there. Day and night, God is being praised. Holy, blessed, holy name. And let's get on the bandwagon down here. And it's not the Lord that tells you, oh, you ought to stop that. Stop it, stop it. Who you think that voice is? I preach a sermon, how to recognize a real voice of God. And one of the things you do when you recognize a real voice of God, ask questions. Why do you think God would be saying, oh, stop it, stop it. Just silly, silly, silly. I mean, you're an intelligent person and you got the Holy Ghost. Who you think is talking to you, telling you to stop it? You think God is saying that? That is silly. It's the enemy. The enemy. The same one who was saying it in heaven. Stop it. Worship me. Worship me. Stop it. Don't give him glory. All behind his back and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, he's down here trying to tell people, stop it. Why? You're on the right track. Why? It's bothering him. Why? He doesn't want you to have encouragement. Why? You're on the track to be phenomenally blessed. Why? And let us not be worrying well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap. Why? Because you don't want to faint. He wants you to faint. Why is he trying to stop it? Because it makes him jealous. He's a jealous fiend. Stop it! Why? Because God is being lifted up and I'm being belittled. Yeah. It makes him feel like he's nothing and God is great, 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 greater. You're on the right track by giving God 1,000 thank yous. I mean, have you ever heard of this in your whole life? I haven't. Have you? The Bible tells us in Daniel that in the last day, God's going to reveal secrets that he's never revealed before. This is one right here. They never praised him like this. This is historical. This is the new awakening. That's what the Lord spoke to me. I said, the new awakening. It's a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me that they used for eras and for centuries. Now to the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Join us tonight for the remainder of the time here. We're going to praise him. Amen. I just want to teach tonight a little bit. And the devil was trying to stop it. But too late, devil already got the victory. Amen. God got it out. Amen. Did y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Still hear me? On the line here tonight?
Yes.
Amen. God got it out. Amen. Flesh and blood has not revealed these things unto me. I don't know nothing. I can't do nothing except through him. The Lord gave them to me. Let's take the remainder of the time and let's just thank him. If he's done anything for you, would you not just sit there? Would you open your mouth that he gave you and allowed you to be able to say thank you and give him praise? Come on, let's do it right now. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We lift you up. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We glory in you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We worship you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you all the praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. You made a way out of no way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're so real. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting
us walk.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for the man.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, We worship you. You are on the day of day. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You are worthy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You are worthy, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.